Una mirada no dice nada y al mismo tiempo lo dice todo, como la lluvia sobre tu cara o el viejo mapa.
Celebrating 16 years of innovative filmmakers and filmmaking, the Woodstock Film Festival has unveiled its lineup of nearly 150 films, panels, and events. Screening Wednesday, September 30th through Sunday, October 4th in Woodstock and the neighboring towns of Rhinebeck, Saugerties, Kingston, and Rosendale. The festival is featuring, here are all the great numbers, 17 world premieres, 5 North American premieres, 4 U.S. premieres, 33 East Coast premieres, and 26 New York premieres. Here are just a few of the headliners: Mary Stuart Masterson, Rose McGowan, Griffin Dunn, Stuart Copeland, just to name a few. The Woodstock Film Festival's co-founder and executive director, Myra Blaustein, joins us this morning for a preview. Myra, good morning. It's always a delight to have you before our microphones, and always a delight to know that this event is just around the corner. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. Just a little crazy, but good. Excited about the upcoming festival.
You know, if I think about this, it's sort of like planning for your wedding every year, right? Like, you're planning the huge party.
Just only nobody's giving me presents.
No, that's true.
Can we
no
change
presents.
That?
Well, there's the smile and the laughter and the tears, right? The people, the emotion that they give you
right.
at the end of
okay.
the experience.
All right, I'll take that.
Do you think of something of saying, oh, you know, this festival, we would like to do this? Wouldn't it be nice?
Actually, yes. and, you know, it never turns up, of course, the way I plan it to or want to. But then again, the way it turns out is always a wonderful surprise to me as well as to everybody else, because it's not as planned, and yet it's just so great. But one of the things that I set up to do this year was to focus on the small screen, because more and more, and it's not really a focus because we really just have one event that we're doing with a small screen, but because it's such an incredible golden era of the small screen between television and what you have on your internet browsers, I wanted to go with some of the hottest shows on television, and we ended up choosing The Americans.
Oh, okay.
Which is really one of my favorite shows, and one of the favorite shows of many people I know, and film and television critics alike. So we happen to have the showrunner of The Americans at the festival this year, and he's actually an ex-CIA agent. And one of the little tidbits that I already know about it, that he's going to talk about at great length, is that before he writes each show, and before it gets approved, it has to be approved, first of all, by the CIA. So,
oh, there's that.
There's that little thing. I mean, that's for me, something like that. That's not just a regular film that we're showing at the festival. And just so you know, the showrunner in television these days is the most important person in the show.
Right.
He writes it, he produces it, he creates everything within it. So very excited about someone like that. But then, of course, we have all the celebrities and the great films and music events and fantastic panels that the festival has.
So let's talk about some of that. And obviously, you have an entire program that is just chock full of events. So getting to every film and every event and every panel and discussion is not possible. So I ask you to talk about things that you are proud of and that you are very excited about.
Gosh, there's so many. But I would like to start with the beginning, which is Wednesday night, September 30th, because, well, of course, we all know that relationship between Cuba and the U.S. is just now flourishing again. And so we're kicking off the festival with an event called The Poet of Havana, which is a film about Cuba's Bob Dylan, really the most beloved musicians in Cuba and a voice of dissent, a voice of the youth in Cuba. And he's coming here, Carlos Varela, with his band to play at the festival at UPAC in Kingston right after the screening. And he's going to be joined by a special guest, Jackson Brown, because the film is about the recording, the collaboration between Jackson Browne and Carlos Varela. It's a beautiful film, great music, incredible collaboration. And Guillermo del Toro is the person, the actor, he's the person who put them all together. And this is going to be just a fantastic event. That's happening September 30th at UPAC.
The kickoff event, yes. Wednesday night. All right.
And I want to expand on that, because one of the great things about the festival is the global reach that it has this year of all years. So Cuba is just the beginning of international appearances in the festival. We also bookend the festival with the opening night film and the closing night film of two Canadian filmmakers. One is Etam Agoyan, and the other is Guy Madden. Those two are among the top filmmakers from Canada, and they're both coming to the festival. They're both receiving honorary awards at the festival. They're both going to do a panel together Saturday afternoon at the festival, and we are bookending the festival with them. So Canada has a huge presence at the festival this year. I'm very excited about that. And to expand on that, the Netherlands also has a huge presence at the festival. The General Consulate of the Netherlands is a sponsor of the festival this year, and they're bringing three films and three filmmakers from the Netherlands to the festival. These are three great, great films: Rendezvous, Summer, and Meet Me in Venice. And the filmmakers are coming, of course, and the consulate is also holding a reception celebrating that cinema at the festival. That's going to happen on Friday night. So between that and between films from Bhutan and Russia and England and Ireland and Sweden and Australia and Israel, I'm so excited. And I have to tell you, Joe, they're all coming. All those filmmakers are coming. So it's going to be such an incredible convergence in an international way that really, when you come to the festival this year, you can immerse yourself with all the creative voices, not just from the U.S., but from all over.
So there's this wonderful tinge to the entire festival of a world of film, and that's something that you've been working on for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a mission, and it has, we really see sort of the fruits of the labor over the last 16 years when you look at a festival like this.
I think so. I hope so. I mean, you know, we always want to support high quality independent cinema. That's a big part of our mission. But really bringing the creative voices from the outside, whether it's from all corners of the U.S. to all corners of the world, into the Woodstock Film Festival for those days of true celebration of artistic creation is something that we've been trying to do. And what happens also, don't forget, when you bring all these people from all over who have never been to the area before, and they fall in love because it's so great. And then they come back, and they come back and they make movies here. They come back and they buy homes here. They come back on vacation. It really has this snowball effect, and it just keeps on growing and growing and growing. And that is also part of our mission, to grow the film community in the area.
The festival, as I mentioned, runs the 30th through the 4th of October, and there will be screenings, of course, in Woodstock, but also Rhinebeck, Saugerties, Kingston, and Rosendale. One of the highlights and one of the things that we always look forward to is the little star power that comes with the festival. So tell us about that, some of the panels and different things that will be going on.
Panels are among my favorite thing at the festival, because it is a film festival with ton of movies everywhere, but you can also go and truly get a crash course in each of every of these panels, because they each have really top representatives from their respective fields. So, for instance, the Women in Film and Television panel, and that's, by the way, titled Enough Already, because we're trying to finally, you know, bridge the gender gap and do away with it. once and for all. So we have people like Rose McGowan, who is really on the forefront when it comes to bridging the gender gap for women in entertainment world. She's an actress as well as now a director. So she's going to be on it. We have all the women on that panel are very outspoken in that field, trying to make a difference and get women working more and more and working for equal pay. So I think that's going to be a very exciting panel. Like I said before, Atom Agoyan and Guy Madden are going to do a panel together, and that's going to be moderated by the head of the film department in the University of Toronto, who knows them both really well. And as I mentioned before, the talk with Joe Weisberg, who is the showrunner of The Americans, I'm very excited about that. There's another special talk, by the way, that's going to happen after the film screening of Hot Type, which is a documentary by Barbara Koppel about the 150-year celebration of The Nation, mm-hmm. the oldest magazine in the U.S., or one of the oldest. And so they... publisher and editor-in-chief of The Nation is coming, and she's going to give a talk after the screening, and she's amazing. So, and she's going to do that along with the filmmaker, Barbara Koppel, who's won an Academy Award already twice. So that's, I think, going to be really great. You mentioned before people like Griffin Dunn and Mary Stuart Masterson, we're doing a panel about actors who also direct or directors mm-hmm. who also act. So people like Griffin Dunn, who, by the way, not only acts and directs, but he writes and produces. I mean, he's really incredibly accomplished. He's going to be on it. Mary Stuart Masterson, who we all remember so fondly from Fried Green Tomatoes.
Right.
She now writes and directs also. And she's going to be on it. She's also on our jury. So we have a lot of people like that. But of course, we have also people like Jackson Brown that we mentioned. We also have Stuart Copeland, who is, you know, he was the drummer for The Police.
Right.
He also writes music for some of the biggest films out there. So he's going to do the panel, the music in film panel. So we have a lot of really fantastic people.
Wonderful stuff. When it's all said and done, what do you hope people get out of the festival?
Well, I like to think that they get inspired. I think that you can learn a lot and you can meet a lot of amazing people. But I think that what's most invaluable is just that sense of being inspired and empowered to then go and do something really wonderful yourself. I find film festivals, especially the Woodstock Film Festival, to be a very empowering one because it's small enough so you can really meet a lot of really great people, and yet it's high quality enough so that those who you meet are all really great, and the films that you see are all so interesting and inspiring. So I would like people to just, you know, have a good time, of course, you know, learn a bunch of new things and be inspired to make their life and the life around them better.
Well, Sweet 16 for the Woodstock Film Festival. The festival runs Wednesday, September 30th through Sunday, October 4th in Woodstock, as well as screenings in Rhinebeck and Saugerties and Kingston and Rosendale. You can find out all about the festival, all the listings, all the information about the events and the panels, WoodstockFilmFestival.com. WoodstockFilmFestival.com. Mayra, thank you very much for being with us. It's always lovely to have you here. Have the best of luck and have a beautiful 16th festival.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.